a funky beat. We're gonna walk inside. Chinese New Year arrived on Sunday, and with it, a two-week period of celebration kicked off for this year. This is the Year of the Tiger. In honor of the Lunar New Year, and in keeping with our regular Wednesday theme of talking about food, food, and more food, we're chatting with two prominent Chinese Americans about their favorite New Year's food and memories. Diana Kwan has written about food for Gourmet, for Food and Wine in the Boston Globe, and many other publications. She's also founder of the popular blog Appetite for China, which is exactly what we have this morning. We're also joined by B.D. Wong, the Tony Award-winning actor. He's best known for his roles as Dr. George Huang on Law & Order's SVU, Special Victims Unit. You also know him as Father Ray Makuta on HBO's Oz, the sometimes upstanding and sometimes corrupt Father Ray Makuta. Thank you both for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, BD. I want to start with you and a little bit about your upbringing. You were raised in San Francisco, which has a very rich and deep Chinese community. What kind of food do you remember eating with mom and dad and your relatives at this time of year?
I think the first thing that I remember that we still make sure that we have every year is a raw fish salad. And this was a dish that is made up of like a very thinly sliced, like a fluke, and it has all of these amazing, crunchy, different flavored things in it and spices. Chinese five spices, fried wonton skins, fried rice vermicelli, peanuts, lemon juice. It is a kind of a sweet and kind of salty, I believe it is specifically a Cantonese dish, that part of the fun of it was that it was mixed by everybody that was going to eat it.
Sounds delicious. Does it have a name?
Well, in Chinese it's called yusang or fish salad, I think.
Fish
really
salad.
It has lettuce in it, and lettuce is, of course, very important in Chinese food, because the Cantonese words for lettuce sound, it's a homonym for something like money or something like that.
Well, Diana Kwan, I personally have never heard of raw fish salad in a Chinese setting. I've certainly eaten enough raw fish in Japanese homes, in Japanese restaurants. Have you tried the raw fish salad yourself? Is that a new one to you?
Yeah, that is a new one.
Well, you've got a list of 100 Chinese foods that you say every person should eat once before they die. We might get through, I don't know, I might get through maybe 17 or 18 by the time the two-week Lunar New Year is over. So let's go down your list a little bit. Macaroni and Spam, can you help me with this one?
Diana.
So, hello.
Go ahead, Diana.
Yes. So macaroni and Spam, they were popular like canned goods going into Hong Kong during the British colonial period in the 50s and 60s. So they had a lot of these canned goods on their hands, and that was before they had a real agricultural industry. So they just adapted it to suit the local palate, and they made a soup out of it, a macaroni and Spam, like in a light chicken broth, and they have it for breakfast, and it's pretty good.
And right, you just said it. This is good, right? I just want to make sure you're advocating
yes,
for this.
Okay.
All right, I'm going down your list. The Thousand Year Egg. You have to tell me what this is.
So it's not actually 1,000 years. It's kind of an exaggeration. What they do is they put it in an earthen jar with like clay and ash and lime and salt, and they preserve it for about 100 days. And when it comes out, it's fermented, and it's really pungent and salty, kind of like sardines, but you put it in congee or rice porridge, and it's pretty good.
And then, BD, listen to this last one that I'm going to give Diana Kwan, because I want you to react to it, too. Stinky tofu. Tell me that this is good.
I made stinky tofu for my Chinese New Year dinner on Sunday.
Okay, Diana, give us the rundown on stinky tofu. It's obviously one of BD's favorites.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
go ahead, Diana.
Think of like the strongest blue cheese you've ever had, and that's equivalent to it. You can smell it two blocks away, and it's fermented and salt, and you can cook it with fish and meats, and it flavors the dish.
B.D. Wong, you've got a challenge here. You say it's not that stinky, but smell it two blocks away, and it's fermented. Sounds pretty stinky.
Fermented in that kind of like alcohol kind of way. It's not cheesy, really. I think it's very much like wine. Yeah.
Pungent.
Yeah. It's strong smelling, but but it's, I mean, I made it for a bunch of people who'd never had it before. It was very popular, and it's it's really comfort food for me as when I was a kid. It's not necessarily Chinese New Year food, but it's Cantonese soul food for sure.
All right, BD, you've got a couple of favorites here. You say oranges have to be eaten at Chinese New Year. Why is that?
I'm not exactly sure about the why. It's definitely oranges and tangerines, and the tangerines often are served or put out in the home with the green stems and leaves attached to them as a kind of a it's like a spring symbolism, like new growth and rebirth. And,
sure, anything and, round, like we had Easter eggs around and bagels around. It kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, a lot of these things are really like the raw fish salad. You know, China's such a humongous country, and the regional differentiations are really, apparent as you go. As I meet new Chinese people in my grown-up life, I realize that a lot of us have very, very different.
All right,
things.
Well, we're gonna have fun trying all of these dishes. BD Wong, Tony Award-winning actor, and Diana Kwan, blogger and writer for Food and Wine in the Boston Globe. Thank you both for taking us through the new year.
You can check out those recipes for Chinese New Year at our website, thetakeaway.org. If you can.